Let's start by looking at just how many people are in jail in the US today. Mark Maurer is the executive director of the Sentencing Project in Washington, D.C.
We now have about 2.2 million people incarcerated in our prisons or jails. And if you add in people on probation or parole supervision, we have almost 7 million Americans under some form of supervision. To put some context on this, over the last 40 years, our incarcerated population alone has gone from about 300,000 people to this current figure of 2.2 million. So it's really a record and unprecedented increase.
If you just look at jails and prisons, the United States is at the top of the world. It has 5% of the population, but it has 25% of the prisoners.
Marie Gottschalk is Professor of Political Science at the University of Pennsylvania and the author of Court, The Prison State and the Lockdown of American Politics.
Second is Rwanda, and Rwanda is a special case in part because of the genocide and the special cases involved with that. We should probably put an asterisk next to China. China has fewer prisoners and a smaller proportion of its population under lock and key, but we're not sure about how reliable all those figures are. But I think we can say that the United States, unfortunately, sits comfortably at the top.
And has this always been the case historically in the United States, or was there a time when the incarceration rate in the United States was a bit more in line with the rest of the world?
This is an unprecedented development over the last four decades. For much of the 20th century, the United States incarceration rate oscillated around a figure that was very similar to other countries and was about a quarter or a fifth of what it is today. Beginning in the mid-1970s, you see this onward march up in the incarceration rate. Beginning in 2009, it started to creep down a little bit, and most people looking at the data from 2009 say that it's largely stabilized. It's gone down a couple of percentage points, but we haven't seen a dramatic turnaround.
If you look at the 20th century as a whole, one of the things that you notice is that we've had marked periods of spikes in crime rates, for example, that have not been responded to the same way. So we've never had this kind of draconian, very punitive response to crime on the ground.
Segment 1. Let's start by looking at just how many people are in jail in the US today. Mark Maurer is the executive director of the Sentencing Project in Washington, D.C.
We now have about 2.2 million people incarcerated in our prisons or jails. And if you add in people on probation or parole supervision, we have almost 7 million Americans under some form of supervision. To put some context on this, over the last 40 years, our incarcerated population alone has gone from about 300,000 people to this current figure of 2.2 million. So it's really a record and unprecedented increase.
Segment 2.
If you just look at jails and prisons, the United States is at the top of the world. It has 5% of the population, but it has 25% of the prisoners.
Marie Gottschalk is Professor of Political Science at the University of Pennsylvania and the author of Court, The Prison State and the Lockdown of American Politics.
Second is Rwanda, and Rwanda is a special case in part because of the genocide and the special cases involved with that. We should probably put an asterisk next to China. China has fewer prisoners and a smaller proportion of its population under lock and key, but we're not sure about how reliable all those figures are.
Segment 3.
But I think we can say that the United States, unfortunately, sits comfortably at the top.
And has this always been the case historically in the United States, or was there a time when the incarceration rate in the United States was a bit more in line with the rest of the world?
This is an unprecedented development over the last four decades. For much of the 20th century, the United States incarceration rate oscillated around a figure that was very similar to other countries and was about a a quarter or a fifth of what it is today.
Segment 4.
Beginning in the mid-1970s, you see this onward march up in the incarceration rate. Beginning in 2009, it started to creep down a little bit, and most people looking at the data from 2009 say that it's largely stabilized. It's gone down a couple of percentage points, but we haven't seen a dramatic turnaround.
If you look at the 20th century as a whole, one of the things that you notice is that we've had marked periods of spikes in crime rates, for example, that have not been responded to the same way. So we've never had this kind of draconian, very punitive response to crime on the ground.